Rain fell apart on approach last evening. It looks dry through the holiday weekend. Cool at first, then getting warmer. Today, mostly sunny, high 70. Clear and cool tonight, low 57 lakeside, 49 inland. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant and warmer, high 76. And for Sunday and for the 4th, mostly sunny and pleasant. High Sunday, 76. The high Monday, 77 degrees. And great weather pretty much everywhere within a few hundred miles of home. Bracky weather. I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400. WRJN.
So if it rains anywhere on the weekend, blame him. 64 right now in Kenosha, 61 Burlington, Milwaukee 64, 63 degrees in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
They were predicting big storms last night. Nothing.
It kind of fell apart. And we're watching it on radar and just kind of broke up. Mike Clemens said he got some rain out in where he lives on the Franksville area.
Yeah, but they were talking about potentially damaging storms.
Well, if it all holds together, yes, that's the potential.
They always have that way out with the weathermen.
Well, but that's the truth. I mean, you can't say it's going to hold together all the time.
Well, you could. You wouldn't be right.
Yeah, so then you'd be wrong, too.
Which very rarely happens,
I know.
TK.
You keep telling us that.
Yes, but here's the big question right now,
sir.
This morning. Do you have any ink?
No.
No tats.
Nope. Nothing that I haven't done to myself by accident here in the newsroom.
a few battle scars, is that what you're saying?
That and just ink that you move the pen the wrong way, or the pen leaks on you. Mm-hmm. Ever had that happen?
Oh, yeah. It gets on your shirt or your pants.
Usually on my hands.
On your hands?
Yeah.
Mayor Dickert said that he would not guess who within his government offices might have a tap because he didn't want to cast any aspersions on that person as if it was a pejorative. And then I asked him if he thought I had a tat, and he immediately said yes.
And I was right.
Yeah.
He was right.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that it would be a negative thing if he thought somebody had a tattoo.
He didn't get to be where he is by being stupid.
That is a very, very good point.
If you'll pardon my having been around a few years.
So what are your big plans, Tom, for the weekend?
Nothing.
Gonna go to the usual
stuff.
Gonna go to the parade?
Probably not. I have work that has to be done.
So,
but Jan's Hoff is going to be obviously doing the parade.
Your colleague, news anchor Janet Hoff,
Lou Turner,
with sweet Lou Turner.
Yep.
That's when is that? That's Monday.
When is that?
It's on the 4th of July. What a yutz!
Where are they going to be?
At Uncorked.
Oh yeah,
upper level on the court.
Right?
Stop by, say hi.
Okay, I will jump up as high as I can and say hello.
Stop.
Just get out of the parade. Walk up there.
Yeah.
Stop the entire parade.
You're
the mayor, and then you go over and say hi.
Get a grab a quick mimosa.
Yeah, that always works out well. I will tell you, there was one time where I stopped in the parade, and it was one of the most humbling experiences, and it was one of those things that. As an elected official, there's a couple things that happen in your life that you will never, ever forget. So I come from a Marine Corps family, and I was not in the military. I did a ROTC class. That was about it. And all the work that we've done with the military and all the veterans groups over the last couple of years, last year we were coming down the parade route, and one of the guys that I know really well in front of the veterans home there across from Marsh Meredith came out, ran out, and said, "Mayor, you need to stop." And I said, "Okay, what's going on?" And he's like, "You need to stop and you need your wife next to you." So we stopped the car. My wife came next to me. And the entire crowd of about 250 people did a military salute. Now, I can only salute back. It's off the chest. It's a common man salute back to a military because I don't have the right to actually salute back or return a salute. But I will tell you, I was bawling.
Wow.
I was just, and they said that was I think there was the first time they'd ever done it for a mayor. And I got to tell you, I'm choked up now. But when you watch 200 people say thank you in a salute in a fashion like that, I was just blown away. And I told the guys, I said, "This is something I will never, ever forget." It was really, for me, it was incredibly humbling. But to have that group of people say thank you is really quite amazing.
Tom, you served in the military, didn't you?
No, sir.
You did not, sir. Why did I think that?
No, my brother has. My father did. My father-in-law did, too.
Well, for all of you beautiful humans out there that are and have served, we really appreciate your service.
Absolutely.
Yes. on this weekend and every weekend. We've got sports coming up, and then we will return with Mayor John Dickert and taking your call, 634-WRJN. Give him a call. Ask any question, except if he has a tattoo. 634-9756. Fox Sports is next.
Downtown Racine is the place to be, and Uncorked is right in the middle of it. Today is a first Friday.